Well, we already know the Americans have been very taken with it. The number of our leading American commentators and some American economists have said that actually the Americans should follow the British lead, excuse me, and recapitalize American banks along British lines. And, you know, look, I mean, Britain's a £1.5 trillion economy, and we've spent half our GDP one way or another on liquidity and on recapitalizing our banks and offering, you know, guarantees the interbank market. The United States is a $12 trillion economy, and they spend a fraction of what we've spent, and yet they've got bigger difficulties. I mean, actually, although the Americans, it sounds big money, they need to spend much more and in a much more coherent way. And I think the debate in America is moving to reproduce what we've done in Britain.
We still don't really know how the British government will regulate the banks, whether it'll manage the banks like it would a public utility.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that... these are big questions for the future. I mean, I have to tell you that my major preoccupation at the moment is actually ensuring that the British economy doesn't go into a really major recession. I mean, I think that all eyes on that, really. But you're right. I mean, British banks try to make target rates to return of 20%. Why, given the fact that they're really a utility, they feel they have to make their rates of return associated with a kind of go-getting, fast-growing company is beyond me. Their rates of return should be half that. And that would actually take a lot of the kind of recklessness out of the equation and make the banks behave in a much more sober fashion. So I think I think that in the medium term, what's taken place this week signals an absolute sea change in the way the banks are going to behave, in their target rates of return, and in the way they disport themselves. But having said that, I'm at the kind of liberal end of this debate. I mean, I'm not. Everyone's talked about the age of irresponsibility and all the rest of it. I don't believe that we should do without credit and debt. It seems that, let's listen to some people. They say, we must, stop the debt culture and have a war against debt. Well, all economies at all times in history, require debt and they require credit. I mean, we need mortgages. We need plentiful mortgages. And I'm very concerned at the tone of debate at the moment is kind of, being venomous about the banking industry in general and venomous about credit and debt in particular. If we don't sustain levels of credit and debt, we'll have a slump. So let's just talk rationally. We want the banks to carry on lending. We want them to have more moderate targets for their profitability, and we want them to behave sensibly, but we don't want them to kind of go back to kind of as they were in 1850, lending to you only if you had a kind of if you were married in a job for 10 years and could put up lots of collateral against a loan. I mean, that was a hopeless way of banking for ordinary people. I mean, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Gordon Brown said yesterday that irresponsible bankers should be punished. Would you regard that as venomous or irresponsible?
What I think is these guys have, the cuckoo's flown. I mean, it's pension funds, insurance companies that own these banks. And we've got to be careful about, we're the shareholders. There's this kind of notion that the shareholders are some, fat capitalists with a bag of swag over their shoulder. And the people who own the banks aren't, fat capitalists with bags of swag. It's British pension funds and British insurance companies who own them, i.e. you and me. And I'm not interested in actually, punishing these organisations. Why should I punish myself for that? It's ridiculous. Well, I am interested in, and the money has left. The bonuses were paid in 2004, 2005, 2006, 2007. It's sitting in people's bank accounts. I think that if we're going to do anything, we should choose a wealth tax. We should get these people through a wealth tax. But this kind of language of, you know, seeing a black mariah around the city to arrest everybody seems to me to be really counterproductive. I'm not into that. We want well-run banks. We want solely run banks. We want banks that lend us lots of money. And the people who've made off with the loot should pay wealth tax. Trying to arrest them for what they've done, punish them in some way. There's part of me would love to do it, but I don't think it'll get us anywhere.